from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Pick 5 pass is up, and it is good.
I thought T-Bass 2 kicks, one going each direction. He made them both. That's a positive.
Mike Danger.
They are a joke. They are an absolute joke.
Gene Battaglia.
This is where I slam on the brakes. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Every game is something that we want to win, and today we didn't do that. A lot to learn from. Again, it's preseason. I know we're not game planning for these games, but we got to be ready to go.
Our standard was not out there today. That's not how we play. There's a lot that we need to do to get ourselves ready to go here.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
A very good afternoon to you as we welcome you on into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia, Rochester's only local sports talk show, and we're glad you're with us this afternoon. Reaction Monday to the first preseason game for the Buffalo Bills. We'll get to all of that. We have some great guests joining us, and you can pull up a stool at 866-435-2685-866-4FAN. I'm Danger. That's Battaglia.
And I think maybe I'm guilty, and a lot of people are guilty of this. You ever hear of selective memory? Why is it every time the preseason comes around? Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's not quality football.
No.
Not at all.
Really hard to find good preseason action, even for a quarter. If you can, it's fleeting. It's like, oh, that looked good, or that looked different. Now, we could talk about different perspectives from Saturday's game, and I know that we're going to spend the majority of our time talking with the Bills.
Yeah, but can I compliment you and your team? Like, if we're going to say, what is something to come out of that game? I mean, the play everybody was pointing out. This is the play you should get you and every Bears fan excited. A play you've never seen literally a Chicago quarterback make. You roll out to the right, 40 yards, boop, right on the dot.
Made it look easy.
Yeah. All right. How excited were you?
Now, more excited to see him slide when he was scrambling, right? Like, I just wanted everybody to get out of the game healthy. And where we were sitting, we were 5 rows behind the Bears bench. And I was spending time watching how he was interacting with his teammates. Justin Fields had this, he interacted with his teammates, but you could tell he wasn't like a social guy. He wasn't somebody that was going to go around and crack jokes or smile with his teammates. He never looked like he was having fun.
I would say the opposite of being something you would look for is Kyler Murray, where he is the puss face, he's sitting by himself, just me first.
Right. I could never, it's funny you brought that up, like I could never imagine hearing Caleb Williams give a press conference like Kyler Murray did to defend what he is in the NFL by going through all of his accolades from high school through college and as a professional. Like, that doesn't seem like that's the kind of thing that's in Caleb Williams' DNA, just from the small little bit that we know about him so far as a professional. But I'm not here to say the Bears are back. I'm not here to say Caleb Williams is the next Peyton Manning. We don't know. It's one preseason game. We're not going to overreact to it, but you're right. Seeing that play, seeing him scramble and slide, good. You're smart. You're using your head. You know that this is a meaningless preseason game. You don't have. You'll live to fight another day.
How about under pressure? Okay, flip to the running back.
Right.
There you go. I mean, there were things like, whoa, this kid looks like something you could work with.
He looked all right. He looked all right. And for what it's worth, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills looked all right. I mean, they get into the red zone and they kind of get stifled a little bit there. Look, yeah. We'll get to all of this. First, let's set the table here because we got a lot to get to. And a couple of our favorites joining us this afternoon to react to Saturday's preseason home opener against the Bears. Ryan Talbot covering the Bills for NewYorkUpstate.com. We'll be stopping by at 4:25.
Yeah, so Ryan spent his Saturday out at Orchard Park. So we'll get Ryan's thoughts here as not only for that danger, but we look ahead to this week. Different sort of week where the Bills are actually traveling on a Wednesday, joint practice on a Thursday, preseason game on a Saturday night. And oh, by the way, they're down to one healthy quarterback. We'll get to all this.
Yeah, Nate Geary, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, will stop by later this hour. Give us like 20 minutes or so. And Geary will give us his thoughts on what he saw out of the Buffalo Bills on Saturday. We appreciate you checking us out on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We're streaming on Twitch as well. And, of course, you can hear us in the free-to-download Odyssey app or on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And I guess later this week we might even be streaming video on X.
On X. So that would leave us one platform short until our favorite number.
We're trying to get to that magic number.
9 times.
Maybe sooner rather than later we will get there. But no shortage of ways for you to digest the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on The Fan Rochester. You heard the game on Saturday on The Fan Rochester, and what you heard, if you're a Bills fan, was largely disappointing, but it is the preseason, and if you're going to make the mistakes that the Bills were making, this is the time to do it. They were the first ones to point out quickly after the game, hey, look, there's no game planning that goes into these games. We, you know, matchups aren't a thing. We don't worry about matchups. There's no game planning. We're just out there, you know, executing what's being called and trying to make plays. And on Saturday, the Bills just didn't make enough of those plays.
Yeah, I hear you, but executing, there's no excuse for 8 pre-snap penalties. 11 penalties overall, Danger. And yes, sometimes these happen later in the games, and the game really kind of spiraled away from the Buffalo Bills. I thought part of it was, hey, this is Chicago's second preseason game as compared to Buffalo's first, but hey, who from the starters played in Chicago that game in the Hall of Fame? Not too many. That only goes for a certain extent. I thought the lines, both sides, that's the concern here. Josh Allen looked fine. Shakir looked fine. Keon Coleman, okay, like you caught a ball, that's fine. I thought the offensive line couldn't get anything going for a run game early, and the defensive line, you know, couldn't get things done. Ed Oliver, what did he play? One play?
One play. Yeah, one play, knee injury. Why risk it? Stay off. He was cleared to return, did not return. Josh Allen plays a quarter. Literally a quarter in the middle of a drive gets yanked. Now, is there some debate on whether or not he was benched or he got pulled? I mean, he scrambled, he slides, he slides into, it was Samuel, I think he slid into. And, you know, Allen, this is the Josh Allen experience, right? He can be a little bit reckless with his body and the bodies of others.
This wasn't anything. If it's a normal game, okay, there's the first down, let me take it, do slide, but the preseason, what are we doing taking off for anything? So we'll ask our guest coming up with that, McDermott, because you're pulling the plug on that a little early, because normally then they say a quarter, it's kind of like they let you finish out the drive,
right?
And that wasn't the case.
Well, to hear Josh Allen say after the game he was hoping he could finish off the drive, wanted to finish off the drive, but also going to, you know, listen to what coach tells him to do. You mentioned the run game. It was putrid, 77 yards, 3 yards a carry. And if you eliminate the quarterback runs and scrambles, it was a total of 36 yards for just under 1.9 yards a carry.
Ugh.
For the Bills run game. Mm. And a big part of that, and in good news today, Ty Johnson returning to practice for the Buffalo Bills today. Ray Davis has a ways to go, obviously. 5 carries, just 2 yards for Ray Davis.
Yeah, not all of it's on Ray Davis. Again, the offensive line, this was not their best game. But I want to skip ahead to the news of today here. So if you were listening earlier to One Bills Live, they came through the news. Shane Buechel, neck injury. No idea when this happened during the game. Obviously, he finished out. But not only is he not going to be available this week, who knows? That might be the last we see of Shane Buechel.
It kind of felt like the moment was too big for him. Like it was moving a little bit faster than he could process. The game didn't really come to him at all.
Right. So you could say, oh, it's the third string quarterback. Who cares? Like, yeah, you know what? You want at least get the guys the ball and just work on things. You never know. And then on top of that, Mitchell Trubisky excused today for personal reasons, which, okay, that's kind of vague. Don't know if that's going to carry over to tomorrow, this week, or if he's just back tomorrow. But that left Josh Allen the lone quarterback today in practice. So, Mike Danger, we have a preseason game Saturday night. And the suggestion box is open, as it sounds like the Buffalo Bills need to bring in a quarterback.
If you want to make everybody feel better about the Bills' lot in life this preseason, there's really one answer and one answer only.
What, Matt Barkley? He's available.
Bring back Peterman.
Okay.
Bring back Peterman. Do it, you cowards. Do it. For the preseason, do it.
The preseason quarterback, the third-string quarterback, I know we're saying this as a joke.
Yeah.
However, just to be in the room and to talk football and do all those football-y things.
The thing is, he doesn't know Joe Brady's offense. He was here when Daboll was here.
That's
and
true.
And Dorsey was here.
And Matt Barkley doesn't know Joe Brady's offense, does he?
I don't think
he was here last year.
I don't
year.
Think so. I'm not sure. That's a good question to ask Talbot. There's a list of guys that are out there and available, and right away you'll hear, whoa, Ryan Tannehill is still out there. It's like, no, come on. I mean,
Ryan Tannehill is not coming here to be the third string. Now, if you want to say, well, he'd be an upgrade over the Trubisky, I'd listen to that. However, you can't. Is this where you want to spend your reserves here? Your limited dollars.
You're invested in yeah. Trubisky already. So you're really looking for somebody who can just go out there and execute for the final two preseason games to get you to week one. I don't think Josh Allen should play on Saturday. I think if you've got a joint practice on Thursday and you've got a controlled environment, Josh Allen can get all the reps that he needs in that controlled environment against Pittsburgh's defense during that joint practice. I don't want to see Josh Allen on Saturday. That's me. I would prefer to just see Mitch Trubisky revenge game. I would just prefer to see Mitch Trubisky show up against Pittsburgh on Saturday, and then whoever they bring in this week to be that third string quarterback with Buechel going down, you know, can close out the game. But I don't think you need to see Josh Allen against Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
No, but then that's it. I mean, to me, that Carolina game, like, I thought the atmosphere, you were there. I thought watching it came through okay on television. We have to kind of think to where we were, as you know, here in Western New York. There was a time 10 years ago where the final preseason game was the Lions and the stadium, 30 to 40,000, it's half empty. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, how was it on Saturday?
I thought it was great. I mean, it wasn't a sellout, obviously, but it was fun. And it was special for me. I got to bring my teenage daughter, 15-year-old Lexi, to her first NFL experience. And she'd never, you know, she'd watch games, obviously, never been to a game. So we did a little tailgating. I wore the Peterman as we were tailgating.
Wow.
You know, somebody came up, Peterman! Peter started screaming Peterman. He came over and started chatting us up. And, you know, clearly it had a few at his tailgate. And Lexi was like, is he okay? I'm like, yeah, he's probably just happy. He's had a couple of beers. He's ready for some football. And we get into the stadium and I show her and her friend to their seats. And they're sitting with a coworker of ours, so I know that they're going to be in good shape. I wanted to sit on the other side of the Bears side of the field to be behind the Bears bench. And she said that the entire game she was sitting next to a woman who was into it. Like really, really into the game.
Should you be really into it for a preseason game, though?
I, I mean, I was into it, but I wasn't, you know, screaming, cheering full throat.
Yeah, that, I think you can be like, hey, you know, but you're there to kind of evaluate. I don't know how you could have like any passion that to where you're screaming your head off
right.
for the defense or whatever.
So her conclusion is that the NFL might not be her, like, football game. She prefers Saber games. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. She likes when I take her to Sabres games, but the fandom at Highmark was a little too intense for her. She it was more than she expected. And all I could think to myself was, well, yeah, you go to a Sabres game and there's no expectation. Everything is chill. There's nobody that, you know, we're so apathetic about that organization now that you're not screaming and yelling the way you would scream at a Bills. There's an expectation that comes with going to a Bills game.
Right, right. That totally makes sense. Did you explain it that way to her?
Well, I didn't explain it to her, but I also think as she gets older and matures, she'll be okay. I mean, like, she'll want to go to more NFL games because they're fun and they're a great experience. And, man, we had a great time. And I actually, wearing the Peterman as I'm walking through the concourse, there was another guy that stopped me. Yelling, Peterman! And I stop. I turn around. He's like, come here. I'm like, yeah? He's like, I'm friends with Nathan Peterman. You got to let me take a picture of your jersey. And I'm like, oh, dude, I don't know, man. I mean, like, this is DJ Moore's number. It's the number 2. It's not even Peterman's number from when he was in Chicago. He's like, it's okay. I gotta show him that somebody's wearing his jersey at a Bills game, even though it's a Bears jersey. So he took a picture, supposedly friends with Nathan Peterman, sent it to Nathan Peterman. Oh, that's good. Poor guy's looking for a job. Wonder where he could land next.
Well, if the Bills are shopping at the 5 and dime for quarterbacks, here's some other names that are available. Any of these strike you? Brian Hoyer, Blaine Gabbert, AJ McCarron is available once again.
Ha ha, yes. Seattle Battlehawks. No, St. Louis Battlehawks.
We have Trevor Siemian available. Whoever Logan Woodside is, he was a backup last year in Atlanta. And here's a name. Actually, I want this guy. Like, New York, they can have their guy down with the Giants and everything. We can have Ben DiNucci.
Hey! Of course they're going to sign Ben
DiNucci.
Because he's Italian.
They can have their Tommy DeVito. We have Ben DiNucci.
We got Benny Cutlets over here. Hey, Ben DiNucci. Yeah, do any of those names inspire greatness? No. And most of those guys probably still want the opportunity to battle for a backup role. And I don't think you're going to get that here.
No, you're coming in and you're basically, all right, do you want the snaps here to show everybody on tape? Is that an overrated thing, by the way, like the sales pitch? Like, hey, if you play with us, there's going to be some tape on you out there.
Hoyer is doing broadcasting. He's part of the Patriots crew on the TV side. So I think he's set. I don't think he's going to be somebody you would consider. We mentioned Tannehill. He's going to want to be at least a backup. Probably thinks he can still start. And I think Siemian falls in that category as well. Somebody that at least views himself as a backup. You might have to make... I'm telling you, Gino, it wouldn't be the craziest thing. And we joke and we laugh. He's not making the team, but somebody who's got a high football IQ, somebody who knows the head coach, somebody who knows the starting quarterback. You could do worse than Nathan Peterman for the third string quarterback position that now finds itself open for the rest of the preseason.
This is his 8th season. 8 years in this league.
Yep. Yep. He's just sticking around.
Sticking around.
We'll see. We'll see what the Bills decide to do there. That's something that we'll have to monitor here. I'm pulling for that. And not in a facetious way. I think that actually makes sense. I think that's something that, hey, look, you know what it is. You know who he is. You know what he's capable of and what he's not. You know what his shortcomings are, obviously. But you just need somebody that can go out there and deliver the ball, execute the offense.
I would actually say Barkley or McCarron. Here's why. Because remember, with the new rule now, you could have somebody on the practice squad, your third quarterback, and if you want to elevate him, that doesn't count against the game day 47 there. So they'll let you keep the 3 quarterbacks active. And in case you do find yourself in a situation where Josh may be 50-50, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I do think it's important to have a quarterback on the practice squad, Danger, as just in case of an emergency. That guy, I'm sorry, like, it wasn't going to be Bouchel. Maybe this injury was a blessing in disguise for both Bouchel and the Buffalo Bills because he's not ready for this.
Barkley has some age on Peterman, right? He's
Barkley is 33. Peterman is 30.
Yeah. Well, the hope is that we never have to worry about seeing those guys. But Barkley has a relationship with Allen as well. I think those two are pretty tight, and that would make some sense.
Yeah, does Allen pick up the phone? Hey, come on back, buddy.
Do they run it by Allen?
I'll give you a Bitcoin there.
Other observations from Saturday. Not a great showing for a couple of wide receivers who are battling for a roster spot, one being MVS. A clear drop that would have resulted in a first down during the two-minute drill there in the first half. And KJ Hamler muffing a kickoff too. Hated to see that.
Scantling not looking good, all that. So, I mean, Shavers, I mean, nobody really said this is my position, right? That's all you're hoping for. Just become whatever we saw at Fisher, did it translate over to week one? And the answer is no across the board.
Bright spot, if you're looking for one. We're not talking about Tyler Bass today. We were worried about that, right? That was something we were worried about. Like, oh boy, do the Bills have a Tyler Bass problem? When we last heard from Sean McDermott at the end of training camp, he was pumping up the tires of Tyler Bass. And we know the kind of season he had last year versus the kind of seasons we've come to expect. I can tell you that the stadium was windy. I mean, those flags were blowing in every different direction at the top of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And so it was windy in there, and I think that affected some passes, and it affected Sam Martin's punts. Maybe it affected Mitch Trubisky's accuracy because he missed a wide-open Quentin Morris in the end zone. Kind of wish he could have that throw back. But with field goals, it was Bass going 2 for 2, one of them being a 49-yarder. So we're not having that conversation today, and hopefully we're not having that conversation at all this season.
Yeah, you file it away. Put it to the back burner, and I thought that was going to be something that we might be talking about had he missed one kick. But you know, look, two field goals made, didn't have an opportunity to kick anything else, really.
Yeah. And Khalil Shakir, steady as she goes. 3 targets, 3 receptions, had some nice yards after the catch as well. He may never drop a football ever again. He just catches everything.
Are you ready to come out around? I feel like I'm the only person out there that says Shakir will lead the team in receptions and yards.
I'm still on Kincaid. I still think it's Kincaid. But you like what you see out of Khalil Shakir. The ball goes in and it doesn't come out. He does a great job. And he looked good on Saturday in that small sample size, albeit. Bills' next action coming up Saturday night in primetime against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The joint practices this week in Pittsburgh. And no Shane Bouchel. So the Bills are on the hunt for a third body at quarterback that they can get out on the field in time for this weekend. Next up in the sports bar, we check in with Nate Geary. You hear him through the regular season on Buffalo Bills Radio Network. He'll stop by with his thoughts on Saturday's preseason loss to the Bears. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
In need of a third-string quarterback as Shane Buechele of Buffalo out with a neck injury today. Breaking news in the sports bar, the Bills are signing quarterback Ben DiNucci.
Because he's Italian!
Mitchell Trubisky excused from today's practice for personal reasons, leaving Josh Allen as the only healthy quarterback. Head coach Sean McDermott says coming off Saturday, there is room for improvement.
You know, we'll look at the film, obviously, and it'll hit us right in the face in terms of what we didn't do well, and that was a big.
Bills traveling to Pittsburgh on Wednesday for the joint practice on Thursday. Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network, joining us next year in the sports bar. Rochester Red Wings off tonight. They're back home for the week beginning tomorrow night. Syracuse, the opponent. Team Taglin, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
There is something wrong with us that we're getting excited about the signing of Ben DiNucci.
Hey, it's a Ben DiNucci.
I mean, now we have something to watch for this preseason like we didn't before. Ben DiNucci.
Now Ben DiNucci.
Yeah,
in Pittsburgh.
Our pie's on. Yeah. We welcome in Nate Geary, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Ben DiNucci, third-string quarterback. Reaction.
Well, listen, every year we usually get that fourth camp body that, you know, I think Seth, I was listening to Sal like last week. I think he was filling in on the afternoon show. And they were doing this exercise where they were going through all of the preseason passing attempts since Josh Allen has been drafted, and some of the names might surprise you, you know, like the at one point, Jordan Palmer, with the year before Josh Allen was drafted, Jordan Palmer threw passes in the last preseason game. So I was sort of waiting for a celebrity name to be signed here towards the end of preseason that could just log minutes. And thank God they gave us the football gods gave us Ben DiNucci. Unfortunately for him, he's going to be sacrificed to the Lambs, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, Pittsburgh coming up. Before we get to Pittsburgh, the Chicago Bears game on Saturday, Nate. It is preseason. Where do you come down on this?
I come down on this like I would a scrimmage. And at most scrimmages that I've ever played in any sport, baseball, basketball, football, they usually have a time clock, but very rarely do they have, you know, scores because they don't matter. I view the game similarly. I think the one thing that I kind of left as I rewatched it over the weekend, where I was like, you know, I just didn't really love the performance was on the offensive line, especially in the run game. They just could really get nothing going. And then I started following some tweets here and there, and Eric Washington, Bill's former assistant head coach and defensive line coach, is the defensive coordinator for Chicago. And it looked like he was running some pretty aggressive stunts against this Bills offensive line, and it definitely was clear that the Bills were not ready for that sort of situation. So it's very possible. They got, you know, set up for failure a little bit in a preseason game. It's not that it's, you know, against the rules or anything, but most teams are just going to go out there and run vanilla stuff and, you know, pack it up and see you next week. But the Bears came out and they did some stuff on the defensive line that I think Bills offensively weren't prepared for, and I think it stifled their run game a little bit. I would like to see them look better off on the offensive line. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Josh Allen does not play the rest of the preseason, but they throw the ones out there, the offensive line, and James Cook for the first drive or something next week to try to just put some good film out there, because the running game just did not look the way that I know I was expecting a Joe Brady run attack to look.
It's so funny.
You know, starting the year.
Nate, you mentioned that, and then if you go back and listen to the comments made post-game, I mean, there was a lot of, hey, there's no game planning in this game. We don't game plan for this opponent. It was almost as if they were angry that Washington maybe did do a little game planning, maybe did exploit what he knew to be some weaknesses on that Bills offensive line.
Yeah, I think the more you watched it, especially the first quarter, quarter and a half, I would say I agree. And considering that was kind of the topic of conversation post-game, it felt like that resonated a little bit. But again, I think largely, you know, it was like 19-6 going into the fourth quarter. It's not like it was 33-0 and then, you know, they arrested everybody and they got up early on them and it was a rout. You know, Shane Bichelle did not look particularly good. Mitch Trubisky didn't look particularly good. So I was actually surprised, you know, Ben DiNucci being the move. I thought that they might try to go out and go maybe add a guy to actually compete with Mitch Trubisky. I just think it doesn't matter who they put in there. If Josh Allen's hurt, season's over. So it kind of doesn't matter. But, Trubisky did not look good in Pittsburgh when they had signed him 2 years ago away from the Bills. In his, you know, early time, and then obviously, you know, lost the job to Kenny Pickett. But he just doesn't really do it for me. So I was surprised we didn't hear maybe a bigger name than Ben. DiNucci is going to be on the roster till, you know, when? Till cuts?
Yeah.
I don't really see him being the number three long term, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're talking Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. You also hear him on WGR. One more thing for me from Saturday, Nate, and just curious, because when they say, we'll give him a quarter worth, usually that's kind of rough. You get to finish off the drive there. Josh Allen didn't get to finish off the drive. What are your thoughts on, wait a second, they pulled him right there after, he ran the ball there for a first down.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of like when you're a kid and your mom or your dad yell at you and say, you do that one more time and we're going home. And Josh Allen ran, and it was almost like when he slid, he got up, he was a little hobbly when he got up. I think I could read Sean McDermott's body language in that moment. Said, nope, you're going home. You're done. You're done. We're done. You're going home. That was the vibe I got. It was like, all right, yeah, we're not going to have you out here scrambling and running around. Make a couple of throws, move the football, maybe get into a scoring position. Let's run some red zone offense. But that first quarter ended after that slide and that run, and Sean just pulled the rug right underneath Josh Allen. And frankly, I was even surprised to see Josh out there in the first place. I know there's some new pieces. It's technically a new offense. So I'm sure that there was some desire from both the coaching staff and Josh Allen to get out there, get a little, you know, get some reps under them in live. They're going to get a lot of that this week in the joint practices against the Steelers. Hey, we told you no running, and when you run, we're pulling you. And I think he got the trigger there.
Yeah, Nate, I'm on the record as saying, look, if Josh Allen is in a joint practice with the Steelers and is in a controlled environment, he's getting reps in those practices, I don't need to see him Saturday night, and I don't think I need to see him against Carolina either. Have we seen the last of Josh Allen this preseason?
Yeah, I think so. It maybe wouldn't surprise me if they also wanted just to maybe shake off what was, you know, I think generally speaking, team-wide, a pretty lackluster performance last week. But I could also see them saying, like, hey, let's just get to the regular season. Let's be healthy. It's going to be a more intense practice environment this week in joint practices, which we haven't really seen under Sean McDermott since that first kid, that Carolina joint practice a couple of years ago, and then Oliver's rookie season. So I think that ramp up, and to your point, in that controlled environment gives them maybe some more game situation looks. and in a controlled environment where they don't have to worry about Josh Allen trying to truck a linebacker or, you know, find a place to slide. So, I would genuinely be surprised if we see Josh Allen in the preseason again this year.
Our guest, Nick Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. As Nate, I think the philosophy, they wouldn't say it, but the way I look at how they treat a wide receiver is, all right, let's just kind of throw a bunch of things up against the wall and hopefully something sticks. I don't know. Is anything sticking right now coming out of that game? I mean, I don't want to overreact to one game, but Shavers or MVS or KJ Hamler, we haven't seen Chase Claypool. I mean, could the Buffalo Bills actually, when it comes down to cutdown day, kind of take a look around the league and say, you know what, maybe there is something better than what we've got right now on the back end?
I think they absolutely could do that. And I think the guy that I'm starting to think more and more could be on the outside looking in is MVS. You know, he just has not really stood out, the drop issues. And, you know, there was some talk towards the end of last season, you know, if you follow Kansas City Twitter at all, that he just didn't have the fastball anymore. Like, his fastball was the guy could run past people and be a deep threat. And some of that top-end speed looks like it had diminished a little bit. And if he's going to be dropping the ball down the field, where the only place that he's really going to be able to have an impact in this offense, you know, I think Shavers is borderline a lock at this point. And if you are looking at your group and saying, you know, we don't really love Claypool, but we don't love MVS either. Let's see who might shake free at the end of training camp and see if we can't find a younger guy on the up and coming. I even think someone like a Treylon Burks, right? Like, could he potentially be on the outside looking in at Tennessee? They completely remade their wide receiver room this offseason. They go out, they get Calvin Ridley, they sign Tyler Boyd, and, you know, he's a former first-round pick. And is it a player like that that the Bills could potentially say, hey, you know, we'll part with a third, fourth-round pick and maybe go for a reclamation project if they're just not getting what they want out of this room? But, I thought, you know, Keon looked, I mean, very limited reps. I mean, he got 3 targets, 1 catch in the game. I'm definitely excited about what the role is in store for Curtis Samuel. I think he's going to be a guy that they look to get to the ball, or get the ball quickly, get the ball to Josh Allen's hands and get him in space. And I think Khalil Shakir is really set for a breakout year. If you're kind of on the outside looking in Buffalo, you know, he might still be a name that you say, Khalil Shakir, okay, yeah, you know, he had a couple of good games last year, that great play against Pittsburgh in the playoffs. But otherwise, you know, is this a player that, you know, people are really thinking is going to be a real contributor? I think it's very possible from the wide receiver group that Khalil Shakir could lead this team in targets and receptions. I mean, he is, I think, by far their best weapon after the catch. And he showed that in flashes again. He just is a hard worker. He's always in the right place. Easy guy to root for. I think that it's a big season's in store for Khalil Shakir.
In the limited time that we saw them in the first quarter, there was a lot of Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, a lot of that 12 personnel. Do you still get the sense that that's kind of how they want to operate here when we do get to the regular season, Nate?
You know, I do. I think it's their position of strength. I think that, you know, Ken Dorsey really just did not do. They go out and they draft Dalton Kincaid and they re-sign Dawson Knox the year prior, and you know, all they talked about last offseason was 12 personnel, 12 personnel. And then it went out there, and it's like there was just no organized plan. And I think this year, you know, you're going to see Dalton Kincaid lining up in the slot more. It's going to be 12 personnel, but it'll essentially be 11 big. And I think you'll see a lot of that. And listen, I think Dawson Knox, if he can stay healthy, will have a significantly bigger impact on the offense that he did last year. Just the injury early on, and then obviously once he went out and they sort of started figuring out how to use Dalton Kincaid, I think that Knox has real value, especially in the red zone. Him and Josh Allen have a good rapport. He's good in those scramble drill plays where Josh Allen sort of breaks contain and, you know, finds the sidelines. He's good at those. So I think you're going to see a lot of Knox and a lot of Kincaid together on the field at the same time. But I think you can view it as more of a modified, like, big 11 personnel more than, like, standard 12.
Well, if they're going to run more 12, you would really need a third tight end on this team. And if I'm doing the exercise, you know, pick the 53, as you have, Nate, the thing I get stuck on is who's the third tight end on this team? Is it Morris or is it Davidson?
It's going to be, to me, how much they value special teams, because I do think that Q is probably one of their better, if not their best, special teams player and contributor. All we've heard for the last, 6 months about the rules, the kickoff rules, and there is some, at least, initial data that suggests it is going to be a bit of a game changer in terms of average field, starting field position, average, amount of kick returns per game. If those all go up, you're going to want guys that you can trust and rely on. And I like Zach Davidson a lot. He's a big player. I mean, 6'7", big body, sure hands, got that athleticism. But Q is a guy that I think has earned the respect of his teammates by being a really hard worker and a guy that they can trust on and a lot of special teams, not just kickoff and kick return, but in punt and punt block and a lot of these other special teams core units. So I think Davidson would have to not only be head above heels, better than Q and Quentin Morris on the offensive side of the ball as their third tight end, but he would also have to show that that he's a game changer in special teams. And I think that's just really where Quentin Morris is going to be a difficult guy to bump off this roster as a third tight end.
And where do you come down on the return game there with the new kickoff rule and with punt returns? We saw KJ Hamler muff a kickoff. We know that Daquan Hardy is also in the mix. Do you think they get younger with Hardy and keep a guy that they drafted basically for this role? Or do you think Hamler's experience could play a role here and actually land him on the roster?
Yeah, man. I mean, could you have picked, we know how Sean McDermott generally is about, guys that, struggle holding onto the football. I mean, he basically put James Cook, who ran for 1,000 yards last year, in the penalty box for half a season, his rookie season, for fumbling his first touch. Not the timing to be the guy that they're giving the first look in the kick return situations and to muff a kick. Not what you want if you're KJ Hamler trying to, carve a full-time role on this team, especially because it doesn't really the fit offensively doesn't really stand out to me as a guy that you can find unique ways, creative ways to get him the ball. That was a tough play for him and might be a tough one for him to overcome in the long run. Because again, they draft Hardy. He's a guy that I think has elite level quickness and speed. But he's a rookie and we'll see if they can trust him in those situations and end up going with that. I would generally be more surprised to not see Ty Johnson back there. I think that's Ty Johnson's job. I think you want more of a running back with a little bit of physicality to him than you do like a wide receiver. And I think that's where you're going to see across the league is guys that play running back that have good vision, that are used to the ball in their hands, get a lot of the nods over guys that are the smaller wide receiver types that are more straight line speed. I think speed matters. But I think vision is going to be the thing that ends up being the most valuable piece to these kick returners with the new additions to the kickoff role.
We're talking to Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate, entering the week, this was like a big topic, and I still think it is a huge topic. It wasn't relevant much to Saturday's outcome, but the safety position and the idea that there isn't much behind right now Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin, and I don't know if we really are all that confident in those two guys being the starters now at this point. So what's your overall feeling right now at the safety position as they're waiting for a couple guys to get back here?
Boy, doesn't it feel like DeMar Hamlin's going to be the day one starter? It feels like it's going to be him and Taylor Rapp. And, listen, I think there are some athletic limitations with DeMar Hamlin, but I think that he did a lot for himself filling in for Micah Hyde 2 years ago. And I think there's a level of trust this coaching staff, Sean McDermott, Bobby Babich, are going to have that he is going to be, whether or not he's got athletic limitations, whether or not, maybe he's on the smaller side and the build-wise, that he's a guy that they know at the end of the day he's going to be in position to make a play. Even if he doesn't make it, he'll be there to do it. And I feel the same way about Cam Lewis. Like if they had to go to Cam Lewis, that they trust he'll be in the position to make a play, even if maybe the athleticism isn't where they want it to be in terms of a starting caliber player. Not only do I think, guys, that DeMar Hamlin's going to be the starting safety day one, I think it's going to be really hard to take it away from him. I think that Mike Edwards really needed time in this preseason and training camp to gel to become a guy that they could trust, even though he's a veteran. Him and Cole Bishop both missing the extended time they're missing, and especially with Edwards, who did not play and missed all of OTAs with an injury that was lingering. It just puts them in a position where, what are they going to throw him out there in the last preseason game? And like the time on task that was going to be required to be the starter next to Taylor Rapp has just by nature of injury gone all to Damar Hamlin. And I think that ends up being more valuable than draft position or versatility in the case of Mike Edwards. So I think for me, Damar Hamlin's your day one starter with Taylor Rapp. And I think it's going to be short of injury. It's going to be that way for the, I think, a pretty large portion of the season.
Nate, was there anybody else that stood out to you, offense or defense? I've been watching Dwayne Carter throughout the course of camp and watched him a little bit, and I thought, all right, nice game. And Dwayne Carter is somebody that we get the sense that they're going to want to lean in as part of that rotation on the defensive line. Were there any names that stood out to you in what was overall a lackluster performance by the team, but some decent individual performances?
You know, I'll give you a name, Jamarcus Ingram. They're right now slotted as their fourth corner and might be right there on the outside of the roster bubble, might be the one of the last guys to make the team because he's sort of that last perimeter corner. He showed, and he's shown this in practice a couple of times, that he's a physical player at the line of scrimmage. There's a highlight from the game where he just absolutely bullies the wide receiver standing across from him, puts him on the ground in a jam-up situation. You know, the coaching staff has talked him up for the last year and a half. Obviously, you know, was on the practice squad 2 years ago and last year. And as a guy that I think Sale has talked a lot about as being a guy, it's like, okay, like, you know, I think you like who they have in their top three with Elam and Douglas and Benford. But he's sort of an unknown, Ingram, as in been a guy that's played a lot in the league. And you lose Dane Jackson. And for everything that Dane lacked as, you know, an every down player, you knew exactly what the bare minimum you were going to get from Dane. He wasn't going to give up big plays, and he was going to be in the right spot defensively. And if they can trust him to do that, Ingram, to be the same type of trustworthy player, that he's going to be in the right spot at the right time to make plays, you know, he's going to have a big special teams role on this team, but a physical player. And I think that was good to see. I liked what I saw a lot from Jamarcus Ingram. And that's a guy that I think is trending upwards for sure.
Nate Gary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network, back at it coming up Saturday night, Pittsburgh. Nate, when we get to this time of year, I don't want to wish the summer away. I want to enjoy every minute we have here. But funny how we kind of forget the quality of the play in preseason. This is nothing really new. And anybody that is upset about what you saw from a Buffalo Bills standpoint, I mean, you know, like, get over it. Like, things are going to be better here.
And get it out of your system. You know, if you're the Bills, if you're, especially in the NFL, it's like nobody wants to play in these games anymore. I think it's going to be a pretty big bargaining chip for the players when they want to add this 18th game of, you know, maybe not eliminating the preseason altogether, but I thought we did this, you know, like during COVID, getting through that season and kind of everyone agreeing like, yeah, like we don't need this anymore. And so I think when this 18th game gets negotiated for that, dramatic cut down, maybe more of these joint practices, less of these true game situations, maybe one tune-up game where you get some of these guys an opportunity to get through pregame, check the, you know, feel the warm-ups, the week of a game, what that feels like. But yeah, like again, like we talked about at the beginning here, it's like I don't see Josh playing again. And if you are just basically throwing out backups, what is the true value there? Yeah, there's some evaluation that'll go on. Other teams we'll be able to watch some fringe roster players play up against other fringe roster players, and maybe that's enough to get a guy a job somewhere else. But, yeah, you know, I think the preseason has really lost a lot of its value, at least from a consumer perspective. And it's very clear to me that the league just does not take it very seriously either. And if no one's taking it seriously, then what are we – you know, listen, I mean, we're sports talk radio guys. We've got time to fill, so we're going to talk about it. But man, you know, I think putting any weight into it, losing sleep, you know, it's just that's something I'm not going to subscribe to.
I, for one, cannot wait to see Ben DiNucci on the preseason field.
Guys, what number is Ben DiNucci wearing? Ooh. What are you thinking, 19? It's got to be ugly. 19,
I think last we saw he was wearing a 6 in Denver, I want to say.
Ugh, yeah, well, Sam Martin's got that, so he's locked that, right? Or does Sam Martin have 9? 8.
Is Martin a 9er?
I don't know. Is there any number for DiNucci? Are they going to have to double up numbers for him?
Oof. Ooh, double number. Oof.
That you see that, though. That is Martin's an eight.
Martin's an eight. Okay. I love 19 because I think it's so ugly that at least somebody will talk about it. You know, like, wow, look at that quarterback wearing 19.
If we're going to go down this road, can we all agree that 66 on Connor McGovern, it just looks right for the center of the Buffalo Bills?
Definitely. I like double up numbers. 22 on Ray Davis looks good. Saran Neal had 33 for a long time. Love that number. I just love Matt Cavage with 44. Yeah, I'm a big double number guy. So I was 11 myself. That was my number growing up. So, I'm just a double up number kind of guy.
Yeah. Let's see. Hamler is 19 right now.
Shoot.
You have only two numbers, and you're not going to hand out 12. Actually, you can't. That's retired. 15.
Yep.
He's got to be 15.
Oh, that's even worse than 19. Yeah, give him 15. Give him 15. That is aesthetically, it's vomit. Yeah. It's aesthetically vomit.
Yeah. Well, Nate, we're looking forward to it, and I appreciate you giving us some of your time this afternoon to kind of recap everything we saw. And Saturday, we'll be checking in with you throughout the course of the season as well. All right, bud?
Always, fellas. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nate.
There's Nate Geary. You can hear him on WGR, our Odyssey Sports sister station. It's part of the Buffalo Bills radio network as well.
What about like 72? Like anybody can wear any number now. What, like go all the way, right? Like right. Having a quarterback.
Quarterback still is limited, right? I think the quarterback still has to wear. Like I don't think you can see a quarterback wearing anything over 20.
Okay. Well, there's one choice.
Well, 15. Yeah. If 15 is the choice, then 15 is the choice. Ben DiNucci, welcome to the Buffalo Bills. You'll wear 15. You'll wear it proudly. Why? Because he's Italian.
Either that or Bouchel goes on injured reserve or wave injured, whatever, and give him. He was wearing number 6 before, too. So
okay.
That's another option.
That's right. Yeah, it's almost, I feel like maybe the Bills listen to the sports bar. Hey, Pete Coeli, Ben DiNucci, everybody's happy. Because why? Because we're Italian. I can't wait. This is great news.
I love everybody tweeting in at us. Like, yes, we're aware. Yep, Italian. Michael writing in, yep, because he's Italian.
DiNucci's going to be out there sweating marinara sauce on Saturday night. Can't wait.
Because he's Italian. What's the Ilio De Paolo's? That's the restaurant right down the road there, the former wrestler. You've never been to Ilio De Paolo's. That's the big. Yeah, that's the big restaurant you go to.
Pittsburgh?
No, in Buffalo.
Oh.
In the South Towns. You also have the other one that looks really gaudy there on Transit there.
Oh, the one that, yeah.
All the gardens.
The Rose Garden or whatever it is.
Like, bring him over there with all the statues and everything.
Yeah. We have the makings of a legend if this guy latches on in any way, shape, or form. Really appreciate Nate Geary stopping by and sharing his thoughts from Saturday's loss. Preseason week one is in the books, and now our sights focusing on week two. Game Saturday night coming up here against the Steelers. Joint practices this week. We'll talk about that and more. Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com stopping by the sports bar next hour. And I've got one more bright spot from Saturday that we have yet to discuss. And I've been pretty vocal about my disdain for a lot of the moves that the Buffalo Bills made this offseason, except for one. There was one move that they made that I'm like, you know what? That move actually makes a lot of sense and will probably work in their favor and pay dividends. And we saw it on Saturday, and it worked.
There's a report in baseball that there could be this radical change to the schedule in 2028. I'm going to tell you, it's all a lie.
Okay,
you want to think this, that's fine, but this is what we call recency bias. Also, our week one selection here, Danger, like our slow rollout here. We're picking games every so often here. Think about this one here. It's the opening Friday night game. Green Bay, Philadelphia.
Oh, the Brazilian game.
The Brazilian game. We exported this game?
sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get your prediction on that. We'll both make a prediction on that one. And we'll dive into more with Ryan Talbot, more from Saturday with Ryan Talbot from NewYorkUpstate.com. That's all coming up in the next few. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. AUDACY. Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!